Did they ever bomb the airfields around there? Did they get bombed?
I don't think so, because the nearest one next to us was... Ridgewell never did, but I don't know what the next one, nearest one was after that one.
I know some of the ones around here did, like Debden and some of the other ones occasionally had a few aircraft come over and drop a couple of bombs, but obviously nothing around about that way then.
Yeah, I remember them, a woman at work, she was quite elderly when I went to work, and she remembered it all. You know, she remembered the bombs falling in Takeley and up there.
So you didn't have any evacuees or anything during the war?
No, we didn't, only the American airmen, that's all.
So yeah. You must have had, there must have been lots of evacuees in around the village or that though, was there?
No, we never had anywhere near anywhere near. They had land settlement children come to school because they built houses for agricultural workers, and they hadn't got enough people here, so they sent up to the north and brought a lot of the men down and put their families in these houses that had been built, because my brother married one of the girls that came down from, you know, with the parents and in settlement, what they call settlement houses. But now, I mean, they were ever so cheap then to buy, because my sister bought hers for £600, but that was during the war. But now, I mean, they've been built up and built on, and they make about £300,000.
Yeah, easily. So do you remember anything about the civil defence, about the air raid men and all that, and blackouts?
Oh, we had blackouts, yes, every window. You know, you never see a light in the street anywhere. No, nobody dare leave the windows open so the don't shout at you out.
You get the men coming round telling you off if you're showing a light,
do
you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of the men joined the Home Guard, wasn't it? Yes, there's a lot of men joined Home Guard, and I don't know what good they did.
No, kept them busy. So what about rationing then?
Oh, yeah, that was awful, really. We didn't get much at all. Things other people didn't like, you got a lot of, you know, because you
like
would
what?
Have these. Like butter or anything, you know, some kind of fruit, but you were only allowed... Oh, I don't remember the ration, how much it was, but it was only in ounces, some of the things. Your sugar and your butter and things like that and cheese, but I mean, you ran out halfway through the week. You ran out of food, really, because I remember we went down to Holland-on-Sea for the day to get out, and we hadn't got anything to eat, and we went... Fred said, I'll go to the butcher's, he said, and see if he's got anything. He said, all I can give you, Billy, he said, is some wild meat sausages, he said. And do you know, he took them, we brought them home and fried them, and they were so salt, you couldn't eat them. We had to throw them away. Wild meat sausages, I always remember that.
But you can't get them today.
No, that's a fact, you can't. No, but otherwise... But we were lucky, really, when Dory went with Steve and Muriel, she went with Dan, his name was, and they used to bring stuff home, because we all lived at home then, you see, we were all old, and they used to bring stuff for home for us, same as ice cream and custards and bananas and anything like that that you couldn't get about here.
Mm.
But when my sister-in-law lived with me, she used to go up the airport and she used to take a great big black bag. I remember that was blown. She'd fill it full of anything you wanted. They'd get everything they wanted because it was imported from America, wasn't it, you see? Because they got their own shop up there. And therefore, we were really lucky. But otherwise, oh no, it wasn't very good. Dad used to go out and shoot a pheasant or a rabbit or something. We had to make do with that.
Lots of work going on in the garden then. Do they have extra gardens to grow food?
Yes, you were allowed so much. The farmers gave up so much what they called allotments. And you could have so much but no more, you know, of the land. And then, but that was very good. You had enough for what we wanted. One of us, six children and mum and dad. So, I mean, there was quite a lot of us, wasn't there? But it used to grow enough, almost enough of everything to last us a year. Potatoes, onions and all that kind of thing.
You used to have food stamps, didn't you? And go to the shops to get your food. Do you remember those? Your little ration books and food stamps and things?
Oh, yeah, I've still got some in the drawer.
Have you?
Did you want them?
Oh, I'll have a look at them later.
Yeah, I'll get them before you go. They should be in there. And I've got old Fred, you remember Fred? And yeah, just stamps, didn't you, for clothes. Yeah, that's right. Forgot about those.
So they had
They were enough, because people made a lot of clothes around, didn't they? Well, I did, I don't know.
They had a prisoner of war camp, didn't they, at Braintree on the way to Gosfield? Do you remember anything about that?
I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it.
So you didn't have any...
You didn't know where it is,
Yeah, it's on Braintree on the way to Gosfield. So you don't remember anything about that after the war, because there was quite a lot of prisoners of war kept over just after the war, wasn't there?
Oh, yes. I mean, there was a woman I was friendly with in Little Dunmo, she married a wolf, his name was WLF or something like that. But she married, he was a prisoner of war. So there must have been some round here before we moved here.
What were all the women doing during the war? While the men were away, the women were out in the fields doing the agriculture?
Oh yes, they used to draw the tractors, didn't they? Didn't know anything about them. Dad did, because he had to go, he was thatcher, you see, he used to thatch the stacks, or more or less all the year round, because as they took the top off the stacks for the cattle, he had to go and straighten it up so it didn't get wet through, you know, the corn that was left.
Anything like that, and anyone in agriculture was an important profession,
oh,
wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. And mines were too, weren't they?
So what do you remember about the end of the war? Were you still in Little Yeldham at the end of the war?
I didn't go anywhere because I'd had Jenny, didn't I? Nearly towards the end of the war.
So how do you remember hearing about when the war was over? Do you remember what you were doing?
Yeah, it was celebrations all around and everywhere, wasn't it? But I can't remember how we were told about it.
Radio, perhaps?
Must have been on the radio, because it couldn't have been anywhere else, could it?
So did they have a big street party or something?
Oh, yes, they had in the roads, you know, up the roads. But then they had a big party in what they call the village hall then. It wasn't whatever they call it nowadays, a hall or anything. That was a village hall. And the children had time off from school.
So they wouldn't have had much to eat, though, because it was still rationing, wasn't it?
Always rationed quite a while after the war. But you gradually built up, you know, so you didn't want more wild meat sausages. Poor old Dad. I don't know how we got there or where we must have went on a coach because we didn't have a car then, did we? I mean, not many people had cars then, did they?
No. Well, meat sausages, eh? Yes. And do you remember all the men coming back from the war and because they were still there for a little while after, weren't they?
Oh, yes. They got demobbed, what they called demobbed, yeah, gradually,
so
didn't they?
Granddad was in the Navy, wasn't he? So when did he come back after the war?
Oh, he came back not long after the war. They gradually demobbed them, you know, in groups. But it wasn't long after the war, and then we went to live in Great Yeldham. We didn't stay there long, and we went to Ewson near Newmarket. And you see, we came here and stayed here. Oh, my uncle, my mother's brother, he got killed, but I don't know how he got home because he must have died at home because he was buried up the churchyard. And I used to go and put flowers on that grave every Saturday morning for years and never missed. But I didn't know him, but he's got the war memorial, tombstone, what the war supplied, you know. So he's got his regiment, his number and everything on there.
And what was his name?
William Pilgrim. But I faint remember him, but I still don't know how he got home. I don't remember.
So he was in the army?
Army, yeah.
Granddad was in the Navy, wasn't he?
He was in the Navy, yeah. Merchant Navy.
Merchant Navy. He was a gunner, wasn't he?
Yes, he's got all his, you know, details of how he went through. They get different degrees of...
Rank.
Yes. But in the end, he made a very good gunner, I think. Well, he had. He got certificates for gunner. He used to use a gun a lot before he went in the Navy.
And he got to see all over the world then, didn't he, when he was in the Navy?
He used to take oil. Mainly, they used to take oil for the ship. Call it oil then, did they? You know, what they used. Yeah, and he was one of the first one up Gold Beach when he went to Dunkirk, when he took a load of soldiers over there. Well, he was on the same ship that took them over, and he said they had to go up to Gold Coast
Beach.
He said when they came home, the first thing they noticed was, you know, come home, kept backwards and forwards after different, take different loads out there and bring the dead ones back if they could get them. And he said on the back of the ship, there was an arm, and that was hooked on the back of his ship, and that came all the way back to the Dover on that ship, that one arm. So somebody lost an arm or he got killed or something. But he said that was more disheartening than anything. And then he went, had to go to wherever it was they got the soldiers from, prisoners of war, what were in the Japanese hands.
Yeah. What, bringing British prisoners of war back from Japan and that
Japan,
way?
That's right. They've been working on that bridge, right? And he said, do you know, some of them, if they turned sideways, you couldn't see them. He said they were so thin, it made you really sick to see them. But he said, you know, they were still cheerful. Well, they were going home, and there were so many that didn't go home because the fella next door to him, where Fred used to live, I used to go out with him for a little while when I was younger, and he worked on the railway, but in the end, he just dropped in, indeed. Too much for him.
Because he went all over the place, didn't he? He went to India, didn't he?
He went he was in New York when Jenny was born. Yeah, and then he went down from New York. He went all over the place. There's all on them sheets. If Gary has got them, it'd be very interesting for you to look if you wanted any information on there.
Yeah, I'll have to look at that, yeah.
I don't know whether he's given back to Jenny or not, but he said was doing that, you know, trying to find his ancestors or whatever. I know I kept them all, and he asked could he have them. He wanted all the ship's names, and I think he got them all but one.